Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to which should be an informative Spits and Suds. Hello, everybody. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you guys so much. And stick tap to you for your support this off season of Spits and Suds. The fact that we get regular season podcast numbers during the off season, boy, you guys keep us going and we truly appreciate it. Joining us in just a second, always, we get so much information in 30 minutes. Our NHL and Stars insider, Sean Shapiro, with some great new info to fill us in on. But first, let's give a plug to the on-time experts. Man, they are special. You always see them driving around DFW, and you're like, how many trucks does the on-time experts have? Answer, a lot. And why is that? Because they have so many customers for life and they want to be there for you. And that's how they can offer that same day service guaranteed. And Stephen Meserve, as I pointed out on yesterday's podcast, it was really funny because he texted me because he had to service his garage door. And the repairman said, sure, I'll be there sometime. I think it was between 9 and 5. And Steven said to his wife, he goes, well, if that was the on-time experts, that wouldn't be the case. And I love the recall, and I hope you have that recall as well. Think of the on-time experts for any of your AC or plumbing needs. And they have those two specials, the $59 first-time customer complete, and I mean complete AC cleaning. And you're like, my AC is working fine. That is true because it's working. But what you don't know is that dirt, that dust, that grime, it builds up and it actually can be more efficient. And they'll also go through all the different components of the AC system to make sure. And they'll update you like this repair needs to happen in the future. But they're not looking for that quick fix, I promise you, because I've had them to my house several times. Also, that $99 first floor drain cleaning, get those drains so that water and whatever goes down your drain is going down in a smooth manner. They are awesome. They support hockey, the proud HVAC sponsor of the Dallas Stars. And of course, you know, they support Spits and Suds. It's the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. Well, what information we are getting from Sean Shapiro, the Shap Shots this offseason, is awesome. That is his Substack. So make sure you subscribe and support Sean. He also writes for D Magazine and Elite Prospects. And don't forget, the Elite Prospects Draft Guide is out. And it is really, really cool. And Elite Prospects is where it's at when you want to find out about potential draft picks. And obviously, I call it the Encyclopedia of Hockey. You can find out where any hockey player around the world has played and their numbers. It truly is an amazing website. And of course, tomorrow dropping will be another episode of Algorithmically Incorrect featuring Sean and our friend from starsthoughts.com, Robert Tiffin. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good, Gavin. I'm happy to be here. It's, hoping we get a lot of stuff to talk about. The hockey news has been fun this time of year, and that's all wonderful. But I'm also hoping that we can get through everything over the next 48 hours, so I can take a moment to just enjoy and sit back and watch a bit of the World Cup on Thursday as a bit of yes. So I'm hoping a lot of stuff kind of. I'm embracing the chaos and the busyness of everything, but I would enjoy a couple free hours on Thursday and Friday this week. So that's how I'm feeling right now.
No, you're right. You're like me. If it's international competition, count me in. I remember I went to a USA Italy rugby match and I was like, ooh. I don't understand what's happening, but I'm in. I could do a USA chant, I'm in.
Yeah. And I love the, like, I think there's something so cool about international sport, and there's just, like, it's the same reason that we go, and I don't really know much about fencing or anything like that, but I remember when you watch the Olympics every 4 years, all of a sudden you're like, this is pretty darn cool to see this when people, the best of someone at their country and everything like that. So, it is a, I'm a big soccer fan anyway, but to me, there's something cool about the way sport connects the world and everything like that. I think it's one of the reasons you and I have such a good time with this show. And now it's about hockey but it's about kind of that shared interest in the sport. And obviously we have the Stars as our vector into it, but there's something more to it. So.
No, absolutely. Well, you, kudos, stick tap to you. You've been all over this Dylan Larkin situation, the captain of the Red Wings, requesting a trade. And one thing that I wanted to talk to you about was it was leaked about three teams that Dylan Larkin would be willing to go to. And I had this thought, and I think you'll dive into it further, is just because three teams end up on Twitter doesn't necessarily it's just going to be three teams. There could be more.
Yeah, and I think this is and I got to give credit to Elliot Friedman for I'm stealing a bit of his phrasing on here because I heard him speak the other day. I heard him on a radio show or a podcast. But Elliot speaks lots of places, so I'm not sure where it was. But Elliot said, I don't ever want to discredit someone else's reporting, but he had also heard that there's more than just those three teams on the list. And that is also something that, from my understanding, is the case as well, where those three teams, obviously, we're talking about Minnesota, Vegas, and Florida. I guarantee you those are right at the top of the list for Larkin. Between obviously Vegas and Florida, two teams that have won recently. Vegas obviously in the Cup final right now, tax-free states. Minnesota, a team also a contender, as the Stars fans unfortunately know, but also guys with some of Larkin's closest friends from international competition between Quinn Hughes, Matthew Tkachuk, and Jack Eichel. That being said, I know there is another team on the list that is told they are in. I know I'm sure there's others as well. So if you'll allow me here, Gavin, I don't know for all of this, but like one of the things when it comes to information getting out and stuff is, and sometimes Robert and I text back and forth and play this game. It's the leak game, right? Like who wants that information out and what's their goal, right? Because at the end of the day, every single leak in this business, not every single leak, but most leaks come with a goal or a reason for someone to leak it, right? And if I'm reverse engineering this, I can't help but wonder, and once again, I want to be very clear, this is just me kind of telling people how to read tea leaves, not reporting this, but the Red Wings had no reason to leak the Larkin trade, right? It puts them in a tough spot. It makes everything like that. But from Larkin's camp or anyone Larkin adjacent, there's a benefit of if you're trying to get Steve Yzerman to do this, you apply some public pressure and get it done before the draft. Whether it was Larkin's camp or someone else leaking it, who knows, to be clear. But this three team list feels heavily coming from someone closer, obviously, to the Red Wings side of things, where you look what it's done in the past 24 hours in the public perception, Gavin. There have been some people who have turned on Larkin quite a bit. Yep. And calling him soft and everything like that. And it's really spun the narrative to look pro Yzerman on this. And I'm not saying Yzerman's the one that gave it, but I just my point here is that Larkin's list, I don't think Larkin is giving his list out to anyone. And so whoever's leaking this has something in mind when it comes to the public perception, and just kind of read between the lines on that properly, I think.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And, you know, a lot of Stars fans were wondering, why aren't they on the list? Why aren't we on the list? And maybe you are. So
that's the reality, right? Like, that's the reality. Yeah. Jim Nill is very much a vault on things, right? Like, it's very hard for, and I'm one of the reporters that probably has a better rapport with Jim than most people. Like, it's hard to get things out of Jim. It's hard to get things out of people within, there's different reasons that it's hard to get things out of it. One of the reasons that it's hard to get things out of the Stars organization is the immense respect Jim has for, sorry, the immense respect that people have that work for Jim have, right? Like, sometimes when there's people leaking information in an organization, it comes from either some animosity, or almost a lack of respect from within someone lower in the organization of like, well, I don't really care if this gets out because I'm not the one named attached to it. I think Jim, there's such a respect within the organization. And so that's why things rarely get out of Dallas. So is Larkin, obviously the Stars' biggest goal right now, Gavin, too, is getting Jason Robertson signed. It's not trading for Dylan Larkin. Now, if all of a sudden those two things could be related, if all of a sudden you're not going to get Jason Robertson signed, and then all of a sudden maybe Dylan Larkin becomes a possibility for you. But if you are the Dallas Stars, realistically, and if you're Dylan Larkin's camp and you're trying to find a place to go, it's hard for, I mean, you'd also kind of have to look at places that have openings for you, right? And there's not a lot of money opening for, there's not a lot of cap space opening in Dallas right now for that type of acquisition. So I think that's, so if you're a Dallas fan, I think the way to look at this is, are you above Minnesota or Florida or Vegas, those teams that got out? Probably not. But don't think that Dylan Larkin wouldn't say yes to Dallas if that's where the trade option came down to.
Yeah, I mean, fans did not know about Mikko Rantanen till basically almost the night before, or I don't know, 24 hours prior to it happening. And by the way, there's also a trickle-down theory I want listeners to know, because it's not just about Dylan Larkin, because if for some reason it leaked the Stars, then all of a sudden other things happen. Well, who's going to be in the deal? Maverick Bork needs to be traded, or Jason Robertson's not going to re-sign. So it creates this cloud of rumorville that I also don't think Jim Nill wants around the organization right now. Kudos to you on covering this like you have. Go to Sean's Shap Shots. That's his Substack. He's got a whole bunch on Dylan Larkin and more.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.